This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Would you believe that it is Monday again? The second Monday of December, the 9th. Look on your calendar, and you can count down the days till Christmas. You want to do that, ladies? What do you think? How many days till Christmas? We should probably do that from time to time in case people lose their place in line. And there are lots of lines people want to be. Boy, have you seen the... Even though so much
three
business...
3 weeks from Wednesday or 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yes.
That came on really fast.
Yes, it certainly did. So the amount of business being done in the stores, as well as online, seems to be exceeding a lot of records from what I can see. So I guess to keep it up, if you feel like you're going to be generous, give people good things, think about what you're giving to people so that they will think that you really care about them. I think that's kind of know who you're... If you don't know the person well enough to buy something for them or give them something that has some meaning, why do it at all? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever have that dilemma, ladies? Victoria, I'm saying it, I get stuck on a K. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jennifer Horn, so Kara's off this week. Jennifer is very thoughtful, Victoria. What about when you get to that person that you don't really know and you feel like you ought to do something for him or her, then what do you do?
I'm lucky that I don't have anybody like that.
Well, it depends. Like, are you talking about someone like that you work with and you just want to give them a little something? Or
yeah, I suppose somebody like that, yeah.
I don't know. I always think it's a good idea for somebody who you don't usually want to spend a ton of money on. If you don't know what they want, you bake for them candles. That's where candles come in handy. Or, you know, like a body butter or something like that where it's just small but thoughtful. You know, something just nice.
Body butter?
I'm thinking of you. Like a nice moisturizer or a lotion.
Huh. They call it body butter?
Yeah.
There is a thing called body butter, yeah.
Is it like
body
butter?
Works. Made or the Body Shop, I think, started that, right?
It was the Body Shop, yeah.
Yeah. I think there are actually many benefits. If you were to bathe in cow's milk, there are many benefits. Maybe you should give somebody that you're going to do that for. Why don't you just give them about 5 gallons of milk and tell them to take a bath in it?
Well, you could do that. Yeah. That would be great. You could brand it.
You can give that to someone, and they'll never speak to you again, so go ahead.
Farmers. Okay, so then you give that gift to somebody that you really don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, we have things. This is Murder Mayhem Monday, and this time one of our friends shot up the base down in Pensacola. Jennifer, you want to give us an update on how many have made it through that or how many didn't make it through?
Yeah, there was a shooting, if you missed it. A lot of this stuff happens on Friday. We hear about it. Then the weekend happens. Everybody's busy, and we go, okay, wait a second. What went on? The person who opened fire in Pensacola at the Naval Air Station was a Saudi gunman who killed 3 people at the Pensacola Naval Base and apparently had gone on Twitter before the shooting to blast the United States. Support of Israel was something big and accused America of being anti-Muslim. This is according to an update that was given on Sunday. The FBI confirmed it is operating anyway under the assumption of an act of terrorism. Investigators are also trying to establish whether the killer and Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shmarani, pardon me if I got that wrong, of the Royal Saudi Air Force acted alone or was part of a larger plot, because there were a group of people who went missing after the shooting. Al-Shamarani, who was killed by the sheriff's deputy during the rampage at a classroom building Friday, was undergoing flight training in Pensacola, where members of foreign militaries routinely receive instruction. This is something that's very commonplace in the United States. Authorities think that the gunman made social media posts criticizing the United States under a user handle similar to his name, but federal law enforcement officials are investigating whether he authored the words or just posted them. They haven't been able to decide that yet.
What difference would it make?
Doesn't, I don't think, but no. I guess every little bit matters. I think if you post it, That's the bottom line.
When do we get wise to these people? Seriously, how much of this kind of stuff from the Saudis, where it's so transparent what's happening in leadership roles with the courting of Saudi and their money and their oil and their repressive regime and their backwards, and I say backwards, is that arrogant to say that they, who are we to say that they're backward thinking? Maybe not backward thinking, just go away. Leave us alone. We don't want anything. I think the average American, if in fact he or she has been educated to what happened on September 1st, kind of gets it with the Saudis, and they're offended. Maybe even there's more action than offense to be taken for Saudi. Why do we let them in the country? What is this person doing here?
We bring them in and train them. That's the thing.
What? Are you getting paid?
That's what's baffling. Well, the United States has done this forever. This is
with
not
the Saudis?
I think with countries around the world, we bring people in.
Yeah,
we offer them
friendly
training.
To us?
We send them back, and then they end up going after us at some point.
This is another one of those things where it comes down to leadership, pure and simple. And what it is that we are looking at here, I think this is a campaign issue.
Trump's going to have to answer for this, because as much criticism as he receives for being an isolationist, his policy is America first. So why are we training all of these people? This is something that probably could have happened under other administrations, but there's this gray area between promoting democracy and helping our allies and focusing on our country first. And it's a really murky area.
When it comes to the Saudis, we've never put, at least in modern times, back to the Bush era. I don't know, maybe even the Bush the father, who had really murky dealings with the Saudis, both in office and as
go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, right. Why? Why?
Nothing
why are we doing this?
I don't know. Money.
Yeah.
Oil.
Okay, so then at some point in time, we're going to, because of all the emphasis on electric cars, whether you know it or not, that's the direction, although we need oil. One of the fallacies about electric cars is that we save a lot of energy. At the moment, we don't save much energy at all, because the more electric cars we have, the more electricity we have to produce, and electricity is pretty much fired by fossil fuel. So those of you who think you're saving by driving an electric car, no. If you're driving a hybrid, yes. If you're driving an electric car, not so much. And so you're giving these people, by buying an electric car, you think you're being sold a bill of goods by really clever marketers who talk about how, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that for the environment. Yes, well, except follow the trail back to where the power comes from. Doesn't take a lot of intelligence to figure that out. And you're helping.
But actually, that's not totally accurate, because the Tesla plant is completely completely run on wind and solar. So that's actually not totally accurate.
The car is not run on wind and solar. The car is powered by electricity out of the power grid. And the power grid.
I know, but it's a huge improvement over producing a regular traditional engine. So it is a big improvement.
You're missing my point. I'm sorry, Victoria. The point is that the power that takes the power to charge up the battery comes down the power lines, and the power lines, the power comes from. We go to PG&E, Jennifer, in California, and if you go to the plants that fire up the power, that create the power, create the electricity, most of them are fueled in one way or another by some form of fossil fuel, whether it's coal, not in California, but it's oil. Some of the plants now are, as you're suggesting, individually are powered by wind and solar, if that's what you're saying, Victoria.
That's what the Tesla plant, that's their big thing. Is
The Tesla plant doesn't power the cars.
Right.
I'm not talking about the manufacturing of the car.
I'm talking about how you make the car run.
See, what worries me about those cars, and I don't think anybody's addressed it or talked about it, and there's other details about this pterodactyl, but we can forget about it. We can talk about it later. But I went out this weekend to visit my friends who just bought a brand new house, and they're all settled in. And my friend's husband is like a Tesla fanatic. He's got the new, is it the three or the six? I think he has the six. He would kill me for not knowing.
Is that a Gullwing?
No, but he already put the order in for that weird Back to the Future truck. So as soon as he gets that in 2 years, he's going to drive that, and then my friend is going to drive his old one. But they had to call an electrician out. They had to get special power in. He's got this garage set up like a showroom. It's so funny. And he's got this big, huge power thing so he can fuel up his car, power up his car. The thing that I don't like about it is in California now that power outages are the thing, are you not able to go anywhere if someone attacks the power grid, number one, which could be a really big reality for terror. And then number two, if you live in California and they just shut the power down, what are you supposed to do?
You drive
I think there is some sort of a backup power system that it has, like some sort of a backup battery thing that holds it, that does it, that in the case of no electricity or an emergency, I think you flip it over to that. So it's either on the newest ones or it's going to be on the next gen. I'm not sure, but your friend would know what to do in that situation. But I think that there is a plan.
I didn't have the heart because I didn't want to be like negative Nelly. But right. I mean, that's the future of terror attacks, is people attacking our power grids. Unfortunately, I don't want to wish that, but that is what is.
And the Saudis are right in the front of the line.
Right.
The Saudis are right there.
I mean, that's something that North Korea could do right now. Everybody's focusing on missiles. China could do it. These are these EMTs that just take down power grids that are big problems that we are not prepared for. And with everybody going to that system, it's like, what are we going to do? Are we just going to be stuck like rats someplace? Maybe.
Good question. It's 18 and change past the hour on the Monday DJV program. Yeah, the car is very nice. The way to eat, eating healthy at this time of year, kind of with a lot of people, is not an option. Eating, is that the right word? I always wonder. Healthy eating is better than eating healthy, because there's, I think, an adjective with an adverb there, and it doesn't sound quite right, but I will stick to eating the right way as a target for conversation here with regard to losing weight. It isn't practical to think you're not going to have a lot of extra drinking and a lot of extra party favors, cookies, candies, all that kind of stuff. So if you are on that diet right now, okay, you are acknowledging you're going to gain some weight. You do every year at this time, right? From Christmas to New Year's and all the way maybe even to Valentine's Day. So why would you want to put your body in jeopardy? No reason in the world to do that when you know there's Calitrin around. Calitrin is the best weight loss formula. Doesn't involve any dieting. Doesn't involve any drugs. Doesn't involve any stimulants. So, Doug, what does it do? I like to sell from the positive. What it does is, over a period of time, it takes 3 or 4 months to get your body in sync. That's what I'm saying. Right now, get on the program, and then you are on the offensive. You're trying to keep the weight down while you're enjoying all the great Christmas foods that there are around. You're helping your body keep the weight where it is. And then, if you happen to not want to start the program now, so you start after the first of the year, you get on the program and you stay with it for about 6 months. It'll automatically recharge the things in your body that help you keep your weight to where you would like it to be when you were younger. It's all about the measurement of collagen that's in your body and what it does. I don't want to get too technical. All you want to know is that it works, right? Calitrin is proven to help with weight loss and the natural energy that goes with it. No diet, there's nothing that's ever been around. No supplement has ever been like Calitrin. Go to their website, calitrin.com, see the formula, find out the story of the company, feel comfortable that you're going to have the body that you want over about 4, 5, 6 months. It's not a thing that involves lots of doing anything except taking the 4 pills at night. It's kind of like magic. Go to calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and for Christmas, buy 3, get 3 free. Success story after success story with Calitrin at Calitrin.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll eat.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
U.S.
With the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but you wouldn't get out.
So here's an interesting reality, interesting occurrence. Jennifer, you'd probably be the one who I have a little bit less music so I can talk over it as you. Okay. Jason Aldean returning to Las Vegas for the first time headlining shows there at that MGM, Jennifer. He addressed the audience with a message that referenced the shooting a couple of years ago at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, where he was on stage at the time of the shooting. He said, quote, "We got a lot of people in the crowd tonight who are family to us. So welcome out, everybody, from Route 91. It's good to be back here in Vegas. It's our first show back here. Make no mistake about it tonight. We came back to blow it out for you guys. All right? Let's finish what we started. What do you all think?" Making reference
I saw a lot of people on social media. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if this happens as much on the East Coast, but a lot of people, for whatever reason, in kind of the areas that I follow on social media in my area, were actually at that Harvest Festival. And so a lot of them went back. This is a solid group of people who travel around. They'll go to other country concerts.
Yeah.
They identify themselves by writing, you know, with the wax crayons on their
cars. How many of them are there, do you think?
Well, how many people were at that concert? I mean, weren't there at least 20, 30,000 people?
A lot of people there.
Wow. I think I told you this. Remember that day that I had that weird allergic reaction? I just went to this new urgent care that had popped up the street.
Yeah.
And it was right after that concert, and literally the girl that was working there from my neighborhood was telling me that she'd just escaped this thing. I mean,
really?
It's a lot of people from California were at this, and some of them, the thing that always gets me is, have lost their lives after escaping this. I mean, how many stories have we heard about people who escaped the shooting and then ended up losing their lives in some other way? It's crazy. Yeah.
During the show, Jason Aldean cheered for a fan who was there in a wheelchair wearing a Route 91 shirt holding an American flag. He was lifted up, by the way, by some of the other folks in the audience so Aldean would see him. His three-night residency at this venue continued all weekend long. And he's become pretty popular, hasn't he, Jason Aldean?
He's very popular.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure this must have been a very emotional. Yeah, right. And I'm sure this was an emotional weekend for everyone there.
All right, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you with the music now of Jason Isbell. Go from Jason Aldean to Jason Isbell. Tyler Childers, Emmylou Harris have been announced as the headliners for Montana's Under the Big Sky Festival. It's returning for its second year with Isbell and the 400 unit. I don't know what's the 400 unit.
It's a band that he did an album with, his most recent album, yeah.
Tyler Childers there as well. Fans can also catch sets from Emmylou Harris at this event, Brothers Osborne, Head in the Heart, and Coulter Wall at Big Mountain Ranch. That'll be next July the 18th and the 19th. After drawing about 30,000 people to its debut earlier this year, the Big Sky continues to bring attendees some of the best artists in American folk, alt country. Who would be someone from alt country? Who would be an example of that?
Who would be an example of alt country?
I feel like Lucas Nelson's probably alt country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Shovels and Rope. Billy Strings, Jay Bird, many more taking the stage on this working farm located about a mile east of the city line of Whitefish. All right, so we got that all. And this is a beautiful, beautiful area of our country. It's Big Sky country. That's why this is called Under the Big Sky. So there we are. All kinds of things are happening. By the way, Under the Big Sky is an all-ages event. Free entry for children under the age of six. There's the story. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying the deadly shooting at a U.S. Navy base in Pensacola, Florida, appears to be a terrorist attack.
I don't want to prejudge the investigation, but it appears that this may be someone that was radicalized, whether it was here or, it's unclear if he's got any ties to any other organizations.
O'Brien saying on CBS's Face the Nation, it's not yet known if the Saudi military officer accused of killing three people Friday was acting alone. There have been reports that a second man video recorded the attack. Today, the Justice Department watchdog is to release a report reviewing the origins of the investigation into Russian election interference and the Trump campaign. The report will conclude that there was enough evidence to begin the investigation, although there were some missteps in the process. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Half the hour on Monday, December the 9th. They didn't talk much about December 7th either on Friday. It was Saturday, and there wasn't much attention paid to it. Have we grown beyond the focus of December 7th and what it means to our country? We haven't. I hope we don't get to that point. I hope we don't get to that point with September 11th either. But I'm just kind of thinking about what I did. I spent the afternoon on Saturday it was really cold. We were asked to help out in a nearby community with their Christmas festival. And so I was on a tractor all afternoon. It was about 23 degrees and carried about 400 people around on hay rides in downtown Ashland, which is a town that's next to Framingham. And it was fun.
Even though you were freezing, you must have
liked it. Yeah, I did like it. Yeah, a lot of children. I had little kids sit up on the tractor and sit on the seat and have their picture taken. And, you know, kids just don't see that stuff. They don't even, you know, they kind of know what it is. But these are youngsters that are, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. It was really very sweet. And the parents are all bundled up and they're all thrilled to have a different kind of experience. You know, riding around on a tractor in downtown Ashland is not something that you see every day. So, but that was December 7th, and I don't remember in the evening when there was a little bit of news about it, sort of, but not a lot. I just think those are the kind of things that are important to be focused on teaching, especially on the day. But did you, any of Jennifer or Victoria, either of you see anything about December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, anywhere?
Well, yeah, because there was the shooting on, was it Friday at Pearl Harbor? Yeah. So they connected a lot of that in terms. I didn't see a lot of news. I was pretty busy this weekend, but when I did see stuff, it was connected to that. So
Okay, Jennifer, what about?
I always pay attention to that. One of my old grade school best friends has a birthday on December 7th, so I always kind of think about it when I think about her, and. Yeah, so I think that's kind of cool. I also heard a story, and maybe you know about it. I almost sent you a text over the weekend about the last survivors of the USS Arizona, and that was your uncle, right? That was
my uncle was in the Wahoo,
the
submarine.
Wahoo. Why did I think that Arizona had some connection?
No, he wasn't on the. He was in Pearl when it happened, but survived. He was one of the first ones out after all the debris was cleared, so they could get submarines out. He was one of the first ones out to go chase after the Japanese and was in the war, sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other U.S. submarine in the Pacific Fleet until he was given a bunch of dud torpedoes, 1943. Matter of fact, it was December of 1943. I've forgotten what the exact date was. And his submarine was torpedoed and sunk off the coast of Russia, off the Sakhalin Islands, and he was only in about 400 or 500 feet of water, and the Russians knew that the sub was there and they just left it alone. It wasn't until 1985 that our government was told that the submarine was there, and they decided to just leave it there, leave everybody where they were. And so about 10 years ago, my cousin Dougie, oftentimes when we were in a room together, he had a son, my namesake was the commander of this submarine, Dudley Walker Morton. And so whenever we were together, people would, his son's wedding, I remember people called out Dougie, and he and I would both turn around and look at whoever it was that was calling. And then people would call out Dudley, and his son and I would turn around and look. He was a wonderful guy. Passed away a couple of years ago from Alzheimer's. But his father was a real character, and one of those right-to-the-wall sorts of personalities. And so he wanted to be out there first and was there, and he was the, if you saw the movie Destination Tokyo, that was about his exploits. He actually got into Tokyo Harbor in 1942 and sunk everything that was in the harbor, and he managed to get out and then went back again to kind of do the same thing in another area, one of the northern Japanese islands. And that's when they got him because he had bad torpedoes. So anyway, there was a memorial for him about 10 years ago in Pearl at this location. As you stand and look at the Arizona, there are plaques for the submarines and the ships that were involved in action and lost during the Second World War. And his plaque is right near the front. And so there was an so when once they found the ship, there was a sort of a ceremony over the area where the ship was sunk, kind of an eerie thing. I was supposed to go to it, and then I ended up not being able to go. But one of the things that was most unusual about it is they found the captain of the Japanese ship that sunk the sub, and he was there at the ceremony.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be eerie.
Yeah. Really eerie. Yep. So, anyway, all right, let's...
I even brought up the USS Arizona. Yes. They actually interred one of the last survivors of Pearl Harbor. They cremated him in September when he passed away.
Yep.
And then Saturday, on the weekend, they actually buried him, or they interred him in the
over,
ship's wreckage.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, good to know. But just my point is, let's not lose sight of this, children, grandchildren, everybody should know what this story is about. This American student, there was actually a Chinese American that was been in a prison in Iran. What's the story?
This was other big news this weekend. He's the American graduate student. He had been jailed in Tehran for more than 3 years on suspicion of being a spy. And so he has been released. His name is Qiyu Wang, and he was basically did part of a prisoner swap. And Iran and the U.S. did this prisoner swap. He was traded for Masoud Soleimani. He was an Iranian scientist who had been facing trial in Georgia. Not really sure exactly what he was being charged with, but we did a prisoner swap through, for him. And essentially, Switzerland helped. Literally, you know, they're sort of always the neutral. Well, they were in the middle of this, and they helped negotiate this the terms of this. It kind of looks like, from what I've been seeing, a lot of national security experts were weighing in on this, saying that prisoner swaps might be sort of the future bargaining chip in negotiations with Iran. Mm-hmm. So we may hear more and more of this. But this poor guy, this American, more than 3 years in a prisoner in a prison in Tehran is obviously not a fun time. So his family greeted him and was happy that he is back on U.S. soil, and I'm sure that's a huge relief for him.
Any more about the upsets and all of the protests, the people who have lost their lives in Iran over the weekend?
I saw a report over the weekend said that it's estimated, and obviously we don't know the exact number, but it's estimated that Iran has killed thousands of their own people at this point who are protesting.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's horrible.
And the government of the new president seems to be acquiescing to this thug called the supreme leader, the Ayatollah. For what benefit? God only knows. Because politically, the Ayatollah is very unpopular. And this guy, if you see, you know, some of the stuff that's leaking out of there, you know what people think about their government there. And not getting any better, that's for sure. Today marks the annual Christmas card day. Christmas cards, and the man who is credited with coming up with the idea for a commercial credit card. Good, Doug. That's a Freudian slip. The Christmas card, not the Christmas credit card. The man's name was Sir Henry Cole. He didn't have time to write all his family and friends at Christmas time. He's a worker at the Public Records Office in London. So he commissioned an artist named John Calcott Horsley to design a card for him. First card was created in 1843. Had a picture of a family celebrating Christmas together while drinking and having a good time, flanked by images of people giving food and clothing also to the folks who needed it in England. Below the phrase, "A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you," was inscribed under all of that. As the cards worked well for Mr. Cole, he had 1,000 of them printed, which were sold for a shilling each, making him the first mass-produced Christmas cards. Now go back to this, 1843, remember? In 2001, one of the original cards, which was signed by Cole himself, went for $30,000 at an auction. It's believed that about 12 of the original cards are still around today. Some of them can be viewed at the National Art Library inside the Victoria and Albert Museum, where Henry Cole was the first director in England. Louis Prang, who was a print shop owner near Boston, is known as the father of the American Christmas card. His original card, created in 1875, consisted of a flower and the words, "Merry Christmas." Many of the first-generation American Christmas cards consisted of pictures of animals and things in nature and scenes from winter months. And by the 1880s, Christmas cards were an important part of the holiday. We will send 1.6 billion Christmas cards this year. 1.6. So who is sending cards among us here? Jennifer, are you sending out cards?
I am, but I'm cutting my list way down because, as with everything, I go way overboard, and it takes me forever to go through my Christmas list. So this year I decided select people will get Christmas cards.
All right. And Victoria, what about you and cards?
I don't know. Last 2 years, I guess, we sent Christmas cards out, but I haven't even really thought about it this year, so I think no one's going to get a Christmas card from us.
There you are. Bah, humbug for everyone!
Yeah.
No, that's not true. The Patriots lost again over the weekend. So that does that mean they're not in first place?
My fantasy teams.
What happened to your other fantasy?
My fantasy teams lost 2 weeks in a row, and I was in first place, and now I'm toast, just like the stupid Patriots.
Uh-huh. You think the Patriots are done? Are they just locked?
No.
It just seems they've lost enthusiasm. And it's kind of because it seems like Tom Brady has lost enthusiasm.
You know, I watched that game. I don't think it's him. I don't really think it's him that much. And Lewis said last night, you know, I said, well, is Tom Brady slipping? And his answer was, all of the Patriots aren't as good as they used to be. So it's not just on him. The whole team
just isn't as good.
What's
missing, Victoria? What's missing?
The Gronk factor.
Thank you.
There we go. The Gronk factor. Well, so whatever. If people are going to start blaming him then? And I wonder if that will be the...
I think people who don't like the Patriots jump to blaming him. Yeah.
Right. This is the biggest gap in college football. Number 4 and number 5 ranking first to college football playoff standings. It's changed a lot over the weekend. Apparently there was some... Ohio State's number 1, but there was something happened between Wisconsin and Ohio State. It was like 21-7 at halftime Saturday. And then they stormed back in the second half to win 40.
Are you following Ohio State
21.
Now? Because you went to one
a little
game,
bit
or half
yeah,
of one
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
To a point. Yeah, but I'm not sure what else. I am taken back by the amount of attention that's given to college football. I am. On Saturday, you couldn't turn on any major network without seeing a college football game.
But that's every Saturday, and you're only just becoming aware of it now, though. But that's been the same way forever.
Yeah.
That's every Saturday.
Right. So LSU won over the weekend. Oklahoma won over the weekend. So what that does, this was the last weekend of the season, too, wasn't it, for college football?
It did right about now, yeah. It should be, yeah.
Right. All right, speaking of the last game of the season, I was trying to figure out, you said to me last week in television news that the one of my favorite shows, Madam Secretary, was all done. So I stayed up late because they started, you know, they started because the CBS football game started at late. So I stayed up late to watch it. There was no trailer then. There was no, it was just kind of, I don't know whether it was or it wasn't. I haven't actually looked it up. What do you know about that? Huh?
Well, I just know what I saw, what I told you. Madam Secretary final episode. Let's see. Madam Secretary finale celebration. A wedding? Was there a wedding?
Yeah, there was a wedding of her daughter.
That was it.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the series?
Why? Yeah. Why'd they stop? Would be a question.
Because you're the only person watching that show.
No, no, I don't think I was at all. All right.
I think
so,
you
Jennifer,
are.
Right, nobody's watching it now. Jennifer, what's on tonight?
The Moody's. And I have to tell you, I watched the Moody's over the weekend, and it's so cute. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
I have a DVR. I haven't seen it yet.
I think it's cute. It's sort of, it's a mini series.
I love Dennis Leary, so.
That Fox Television has done with Elizabeth Perkins and Dennis Leary. And it's kind of a dark comedy, but it's sort of sweet. It's a troubled family who get together to try to have the perfect holiday, and everybody keeps screwing it up. So another episode of that will air tonight at 9. It's a short one, so you're only going to get like 3 or 4 episodes, I think. I think maybe it might end tomorrow. We'll double check on that. Also tonight, if you want to feel a little holiday, Ovation has the 2019 National Christmas Tree Lighting. That's at 8 o'clock. And Discovery has a season premiere of Diesel Brothers. So that's great. I'm going to mark that one on my calendar. On the networks, ABC has The Great Christmas Light Fight. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Good Doctor at 10. CBS is still new tonight with Welcome to the Neighborhood at 8. Bob Hart's there at Abishola at 8:30 and All Rise at 9. Bull is on rerun tonight. New on the CW is Batman. This is a crossover event we talked about last Friday. This is part 2 of that at 8 o'clock, followed by Black Lightning's winter finale. Fox has an episode of Beach Shazam, a holiday special at 8, followed by that show I told you about, The Moody's. It's a good one. And NBC has the semifinals of The Voice. The final 8 participants are going on against each other at 8 o'clock, followed by Making It, which is a cake challenge at 10 o'clock.
Anybody seen Miss Universe last night? That outfit that Steve Harvey was really...
I didn't even know it was
did
on.
Did he get the winner right?
Yeah, I think so. But he had on a tux that was green and covered with gold sequins. It's pretty interesting.
Festive.
All right. Yeah, fascinating. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago.
The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Geek Out. And
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour for this fun day. Jennifer Horn goes stage left. Victoria Keelan stands right in the middle at the podium to go through some of the important technology stories and how they affect you, starting with Bernie Sanders' new Internet for All plan. Now, this, everybody pay attention to this because it seems like kind of an interesting creation, yes?
Yeah, and it's certainly something that we've talked about a lot here. The focus on Bernie's plan is he wants to bring high-speed Internet into every household in the U.S. Specifically, he's going after what really underserved rural areas, Native American reservations and communities. Those are, when you look at really who doesn't have internet in this country, it's rural America, pretty much all of the Native American communities, people with disabilities, and people below the poverty line. And so that's why he's calling it Internet for All. His proposal aims to help states and municipalities build publicly owned and democratically controlled, that's his quote, networks. He said the plan is specifically designed to help people who live in affordable housing, tribal lands, things like that. He said this is a $7.5 billion plan. towards building networks in Native American communities alone. This funding would actually come from the come through the Green New Deal, and receiving grants for it would be conditioned on providing universal service, minimum speeds, privacy, and the creation of union jobs. Essentially, what his plan is to bypass what the FCC has claimed that they're going to do. They announced that they're going to add $4.9 billion in funding over the next decade for maintaining, improving, and expanding broadband networks in rural areas. I don't really even know if that's going to happen. They've been talking about this. Under the Trump administration, the FCC has, the first thing they did was repeal net neutrality, which actually harms every single person that we're talking about in these categories. So I'm not really sure how much the FCC is really invested in helping people in rural America, farmers who, you know, sometimes have to leave their own farms, their own land, just to get cellular service, just to get a signal on their phone. No one, and Bernie Sanders is absolutely right. He said over the weekend, access to the internet is just a necessity at this point in today's economy. If you run a business and you don't have a website or internet, how are you even doing business? You can't. And so he said, we're going to take on the greedy internet, telecom, and cable monopolies and put an end to their absurd prices. I think this is something that pretty much everyone can agree with. The FCC actually reported in 2018 that the U.S. is ranked 10th out of 28 countries for download speed and 7th out of 29 for fixed broadband prices. That actually is pretty pathetic. If we're supposed to be, you know, the most developed country in the world and we're 10th out of 28 for people who have access to the internet and for downloading speeds, that's not great. So millions of people now, when we talk about numbers who don't have internet, millions of people in tribal and rural communities are completely behind the eight ball here. They do not have access to mobile broadband, and I think that, you know, whether it's Bernie or whomever, someone needs to address this and put a solid plan in place. So I like Bernie as a person. He's not my candidate of choice, but I think that this is a really good plan, and I hope someone else maybe picks it up and runs with it.
The FBI has issued home and network recommendations. Let's listen to that.
The Geek Out.
The FBI recently popped up with some internet security advice for consumers, and while much of it was the obvious stuff like changing your passwords on the regular, the highlight was this weird suggestion of putting your smart home devices on a network different than what your personal computer or any hard drives with personal data would be on. Now, this probably is not as easy as it sounds for the general consumer, but many of today's smart gadgets do have vulnerabilities that could give hackers access to one's digital stuff. So the takeaway here is that it's probably impractical to have two separate Wi-Fi networks in your house, but it is important to be aware that all of these new devices do create potential entry points into your digital existence. We've posted a link to the FBI suggestions at the Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, let's see what we've got here. With the House overwhelmingly pass a bill combating robocalls. Should we cheer for this?
Oh, absolutely. The yeas were 417 and the nays were only 3, which doesn't seem to happen a whole lot. But yes, this is overwhelmingly passed to crack down on robocalls. This was actually sponsored. This is by New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone, who's actually my representative here in Long Branch, New Jersey. And so he sponsored this bill and wrote it. Now it's in the hands of the Senate. Hopefully this will get passed because it's called the TRACED Act, and it'll require phone providers to verify where the calls are coming from so you can actually block them. What a novel concept.
What a concept.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.